Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. We're going to open the phones up here on my end at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We're going to open the phones up on the Genesis end at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we're going to give each caller about 45 seconds. That way you can all get on. I'm just going to shut up, fire out your question, your comment. I'm moving on to the next person. I'm taking full calls during this hour. Okay, I mentioned I'd read all these headlines at least. Here are some of them. Almost everything in America is a crime. Now 14 of the most ridiculous things that Americans are being arrested for. I'm going to try to go over that later. Mexico drug cartels increasingly turn to youths to do bloody work. But our government isn't worried about that. They're worried about tracking gun owners. Cops' use of illegal steroids, a big problem. This out of AOL News. Well, I mean, you got up in Fort Worth, you got the police chief and other people on record saying they're all taking roids. I mean, this is America. They got to get them all juiced up to beat up old ladies. Continuing here, I couldn't imagine taking steroids, folks. I'm so aggressive right now with my testosterone. Who knows what I'd do? Continuing, feds want gun sellers to report rifle sales. This is the camel's nose under the tent flap I told you over a year ago. The way the Justice Department would go after the Second Amendment with an extrajudicial move is just to order gun dealers under an emergency to report more than one semi-automatic sold. And now they're doing it on border states. No law, they're just doing it. Texas Tribune, hardcore evil. Totally criminal. Former TSA agent gets probation, not jail time for stealing passengers' computers. Natural News. Continuing an article by Jason Douglas yesterday, Medicare gives CPR to death panels. And then voila, today, New York Times is on it. Obama returns to end-of-life plan that caused stir. And remember the Bill Gates clip? He said, yeah, they're death panels. Don't give grandma health care. We can hire 10 teachers. Introducing the idea that when people are killed, when people die, when people are denied things, that helps the young. You ignorant teachers that buy into that, you're the ones that'll be getting the plug pulled on you. It's all about austerity, getting us fighting over resources with each other. Once they socialize things, then they play us off against each other. They control the media. They're the gods. It makes them the gods. It's a fraud. You let every control freak sicko run your life. That's why socialism's so horrible. There's always these well-meaning liberals that bleeding hearts that let's help people. It's like the Ring of Mordor. You cannot do good with it. Collectivism doesn't work. You cannot do good. Oh, it'll do a little good here. You may get a little good, but you'll get 1,000 times enslavement and degradation in the end. History is replete. There is no doubt it is a law of human affairs. Look at this horrible article out of the Wall Street Journal. So young and so many pills. More than 25% of kids and teens in the U.S. take prescriptions on a regular basis. It goes on to say toddlers are now being put on statins. Toddlers are now being put on heart medication, on blood pressure medication preemptively. What does the New Freedom Initiative say? They want 50% of kids by 2015. This is Sisera 2005 when they first came out with a plan 5 years ago. On drugs, and now they want statins and lithium in the water, source ABC News. They're not playing games. But in 1984 land, they can be announcing they want to put drugs in the water, but then when I say they're announcing it, I'm still the cook. Because see, a yuppie can't admit a threat, can't admit we're right, so they just go, help, put my kids on statins immediately, put them on Ritalin immediately. Because if the cowards don't give in to it, then they'd have to admit it was a bad thing. So the average lackey out there just runs towards tyranny with their hands out drooling because they have to give in to everything or admit to themselves that it's the wrong thing. So, see, once you sell out to evil, then you've got to give in to all of it. Man, I am wound up. I am so fired up today. Your phone calls, blitzkriegs of news, Charlotte Iserby, Inside Skull and Bones, it's all coming up. Transmission continues!
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, it is wide open phone blitz. We've got both phone systems open, 888-201-2244 here in our command center. And the Genesis Cape Canaveral system at 800-259-9231. Let's go to the Genesis phone lines now. Troy in New York, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, let me first say I'm giddy as a child to finally get through on you. And I got a lot of interesting things to say. My family, whole family, like, for instance, my grandmother was Air Force Research. My grandpa John is declassified CIA. My grandpa Mo, which my grandmother went through eight husbands. That's besides the point. My grandpa Mo was... what was he, Secret Service or something. But anyways, my grandfather, when I was a child, okay, my last name's Ehlerman. It's German. Don't get me wrong. I'm not proud of my
name. It's good to be proud to be German. It's good to be proud to be Russian or Chinese. The point is, go ahead.
But what I'm saying, though, is my grandfather was a Nazi, okay?
Okay, I wasn't proud of that. I understand. Yeah, go ahead.
And my grandfather Mo told me when I was a child, he's on the Masarvi side of the family, he told me this a long time ago. See, I was awakened when I was a child. I'm 32.
Troy, we're doing phone blitzes today. Make your point quick.
All right. He told me a long time ago that the Nazis, he says, Troy, it's not over. He says they'll be running almost everything in America. You'll see when you get older. He told me this a long time ago, Alex, and I really want to tell you I appreciate what you're doing for everybody, man, and I'm trying to get it. I want you to send, I got some, my email in there for you. I want you to send me some stuff. some bullet points, because I'm going to do a flyer thing, and I'll use my own money to print it out, because running around saying, watch Alex Jones, InfoWars, just isn't working well enough. So I'm going to print out a flyer with your bullet points and let everybody read it that way. I'll print up millions of them if I have to.
Troy, God bless you, and I could talk to you for 10 hours and we'll never get to the rest of the people, but it's funny you mention that, because one of the notes I wrote this morning was getting into the Nazis. You know, you've got a lot of people that say the Vatican runs the whole world, or the Jews run the whole world, or the Masons run the whole world, or space aliens run the whole world. I mean, it runs the gamut. The truth is, evil people and evil mafias run almost every country and, quote, racial or religious group. That's what happens over time with entropy. Corruption takes hold. That's why all societies and cultures fall. But as long as they can make it about only one group is evil or another group is evil, then you can never defeat the corruption, because everybody's always saying they're good, it's the other group that's bad, instead of recognizing human nature. People are people. But on the issue of Nazis, if I have time, I'll bring that up with Charlotte later, because it is a bullet point I want to cover. Because when you really get deep into this, the Rothschilds are right up at the top of the New World Order. They are Jewish. Well, then why were they involved financing Hitler? But then some Rothschilds never got out of France and were killed. I mean, it gets very strange. Why did our government bring tens of thousands of Nazis over and then publicize Israelis and Jewish groups, even before Israel existed, hunting down Nazis? Simon Wiesenthal. I mean, now it's in the New York Times that the Bushes were Nazis, and the London Guardian that the Bushes were Nazis, and that the Nazis were brought over here in mass to run, to not be part of, to run most federal departments. I mean, that is, they wouldn't be the cabinet head, they would be the head of the bases, the head of the projects, the heads of everything. Why? It's more than just they had brains, which obviously they did. It was German physicists that developed the plans for the A-bomb that was then transferred to the United States before the war. It's more than that. The philosophy. But we didn't get the philosophy of eugenics and extermination from the Germans. They got it from England and the U.S., and we got it from them. And that's the history, but I'm already digressing. I said I'd take a bunch of calls, and I'm not doing it. I'm trying here. Tim in Washington. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how's it going today? I appreciate all of it you're doing for everybody. And I just had a quick question for you, and I'll take it off air.
Okay.
I was wondering if you're familiar with the Aldous Huxley Clarion conspiracy with the subterfuge of the boomers in the 60s. And I was wondering your take on that as far as it's...
I am familiar, but why don't you encapsulate it for folks?
I'm just now learning about it myself. It's so much convoluted news or information on the internet that it's really hard to actually.
Well, I mean, what do you get from it?
I think it's one of the most ingenious plans ever divulged by a strategist, and it throws up huge walls as far as what people can trust, and it's pretty much created this diversion of
quantify it, restate it for folks, because I heard the part about restate your full question.
Well, do you think I guess the question is that how much of an effect do you think it's having still today as far as
but it's, you said several things I didn't make out, state it again.
Are you familiar with all the subsidies of Aquarian conspiracy with Alan Watts, Timothy Leary, the LSD,
yes,
the British invasion, the 60s revolution,
yes,
of free love. Okay. Do you think that there's a way to combat that with a media campaign?
Well, look, that's what I talk about a bit in this new 21-minute audio blog that's up on Infowars.com, is how they had to destroy all the other existing orders to build their new order on top of it. And they had to break up the family, and they had to teach people to be shallow so they never form deep relationships and basically develop in their hierarchy of needs to being a fully developed person. It's about arrested development, a junior high mentality. It's very, very sophisticated to get into all of it. But the best way to look at it is from a narrow spectrum, looking at one small piece of it, the feminist. And it's all declassified. It's on record. She admits it. Gloria Steinem was funded by the CIA to create Miss Magazine. They put down having children, having families, but they all themselves had children, had big families. You know, they know that's what we're designed to do and how great it is. They just don't want you to have it so you can be isolated so they, the hyenas, can rip your guts out. It's kind of like Meerkat Manor. You know, the ruling Meerkat group doesn't want your group to get together and breed and be strong and stick together. They teach you it's cool to fight with each other. They teach you it's cool to run off on each other, to snitch to the other, you know, boss Meerkat group so your group gets destroyed. I mean, it just goes into basic tribe pack psychology. So they attack our strong tribal instincts, which are a defense mechanism against their dehumanization, because they fully want to take over human society and remake it and atomize it to it, to where it's unrecognizable, to where the language is destroyed, where you cannot communicate with people. And we're already reaching that tipping point where much of the population literally has no original thoughts in their heads, and you can't communicate with them, and they're threatened by large words, they're threatened by ideas, and they are destroyed. But they don't count, because the enemy just has armies of them. We have armies of people that can think. I'll take a thinker over 10 drones. Now, the larger... see, I said I take a lot of calls. This is a very complex issue. It's totally real. And it's all on record. They all wrote about it. It's all been implemented. But the feminist situation, going back to Edward Bernays, the nephew of course, Sigmund Freud, he worked for the Department of War. Before it was the Department of Defense, General Motors, Ford, PR. He's the reason you eat bacon with eggs. They couldn't really get rid of pork bellies. They had so many pork bellies that was a part people saw as trash meat. It was only used in flavoring in stews and green beans and for lard and things. And so they had a national push that there's nothing better than bacon with eggs. Now, that overall isn't an evil thing, except it shows their power. They financed the feminist movements that the Rockefellers financed, Margaret Sanger, all the big suffrage groups. They took something that sounded reasonable, that I would support women voting and you know, being part of the larger democratization of the republic society, to a point, because then the government domesticates women and uses them as an army, because women generally, on average, are more conformist than men. That's why Hitler said, first you get the women, then you have the children, so follow the men. Hitler mainly targeted women. Not that women are bad, it's just the enemy psychologically saw this. And Goebbels wrote about Bernays. He admired much of his propaganda, but hated him because he was a Jew, Joseph Goebbels, but he used a lot of Bernays' systems as well. And so Bernays simply had the big cigarette makers finance all the feminist groups, gave them tons of money, paid for their bus tickets in 1920s, before that, their train tickets, their hotels, and all they had to do was smoke cigarettes and say, show the men smoke cigarettes. Yeah, show the men. It was men that owned the tobacco companies. So it was a big joke on women. Use them as a weapon to then destroy the family and to teach them it was cool to have birth control, that it was cool to have abortions, that it was fun. And now just look at society. We're totally wrecked. Women totally dehumanized, turned into nothing but sexual objects. Men arrested at age 5, just oafish, weak, blithering, cowardly, gibbering people who can't be serious or focus, just total psychological domination, annihilation. Blacks had over 50% legitimacy in the 1940s. It's now 93%. I was wrong. I looked at the national statistics. 52% of blacks are never born, not 51. Over half blacks never make it out of the womb. Devastating victory by the globalists posing as liberals. Margaret Sanger said, we will get these weeds. We will pose as liberals. We will hire the blacks. We will pose as liberals. We will hire the head women. We will get them. We will destroy them. We will annihilate them. And they do. They murder you with pleasure. And they give the women all the different IUD systems. Half the women that took them or more got sterilized. It's an accident. You know, with the Dalkon Shield system. Oh, it's an accident that this shot you got made you sterile. It's an accident. It's just total warfare, just scientific pounding you, posing as chicken neck liberals. Oh, I'm so liberal. Oh, I'm so loving. And then the fake conservatives posing as pro-family as they vote for it all and pass it all and drive it all through. Just a giant scientific warfare assault on all of humanity, totally rampaging at full pace towards global government mass extermination. We'll be right back with your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Obama is meant to play the part of the puppet, take the blame, be politically destroyed, and then later built back up after he's left office, just like George W. Bush is, or Bill Clinton. Yeah, he's come out and said Michael Vick deserves a second chance. the NFL player who tortured dogs to death. He didn't just fight them. He you know, tortured them and electrocuted them and things. And but the lady at Austin International Bergstrom, the rape victim, who said, "You're not going to grab my breast," and the woman said, "Yes, we are." And the Austin police slammed her down to the ground, drug her by handcuffs. It was all a big celebration. She doesn't deserve a second chance giving into your rape gangs. It's all a bunch of baloney. Okay, I said I'm going to hurry and take calls, and I'm not really doing that. It was quite a rant earlier, but when I think about these murderers, I get angry. Let's talk to Michael in California. Michael, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Belated Merry Christmas to you, yours, InfoWars, and GCN.
May you have a great New Year coming up, my friend.
You too. You too. May it be blessed to all of us. Hey, have you seen the new John Dillinger documentary, The War You Don't See? Have you seen that yet?
No, but he's the Australian, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And man, listen, I want to get him on. I really respect him, even though I don't agree with socialism. I mean, he's one of the bleeding heart liberals that allows all this to happen. But overall, his analysis of Obama, you know, the globalist, I mean, he's a really thought provoking guy.
It's really interesting how you have carried out your thoughts this morning. But in his new documentary, he has Cynthia McKinney on there calling Barack Obama a warmonger. And it is outstanding. He's basically turning the media on its heels right now, and he's going after the hand that feeds him. He's even biting back at the BBC, ITN, and others.
No, I know. Of course, he's a famous photographer, took some of the most famous photos in Vietnam, little burn girl, napalm, and the rest of it, for those that don't know who we're talking about. And this is the time to get aggressive. This is the time to get out of left-right. This is the time to stop mincing words. That's what Paul Craig Roberts' editorial is about today on InfoWars.com. He's one of our writers. Very honored to have him. It's time to turn the heat up in InfoWar. It's time to pull out the stops, make a splash. You are the revolutionaries against the globalists. We're really counter-revolutionaries against their full-spectrum takeover. And so I will definitely check into that. I know about his new film. I've told Jaron to try to get him. We've been trying for months. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan in Kansas. Jonathan, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Fair.org, that is Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, reported in the 8th of October that Chris Matthews actually advocated for Phil Donahue to get kicked off the air because he had anti-war views. So Chris Matthews poses as someone...
No. He's a total hypocrite. They do what they're told. That through the Defense Department, and through the Department of Labor and other agencies, he is directly paid by the government, just like Armstrong Williams. Chris Matthews isn't a liberal. He's not a conservative. He is a government operative, period. None of it's real. But to fool people, it's just like in England, or you go to tourist traps like Port Aransas, Texas. I found out one company owns almost every one of the big tourism things with the fake sharks out front, and you know where you buy the beach towels and caps and chairs, or you know, shirts or bathing suits. One company owns all the big ones, and there's a few little mom and pops. And just like in England, the vast majority of people buy from two stores. They're owned by the same company. But one has a green scheme, one has an orange scheme. And so people think there's a choice. And that's all it is with Fox News and with MSNBC. But Fox News knows that you've woken people up, I've woken people up, and now if they want to stay relevant, they've got to play the part of patriots so that at the key point they can still exercise influence. That shows how bad we're beating them. Do you see the beauty? We got them on their heels. It's time to realize it and put the spurs in. Anything else, sir? All right, he's gone. Let's jam in another one. I'm coming back with more. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Noah in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Hey, Happy New Year, Alex.
Good. Yeah, what's up?
Yesterday you were talking, you briefly mentioned it, and as you were passing, I thought, man, I wish you would have went into that, but it was about the,
Your cell phone's cutting out. Say it again.
Okay. I've got a bad cell. The letter carriers are going to be carrying transmitters. Is that what you said yesterday?
Yeah, folks, that's CBS, AP, Reuters. Will you print me letter carriers? Let's find a Patriot article, because that'll be the easiest for me to remember, then link through the mainstream articles. Post office vehicles now to spy. Post office vehicles now to be worse than Google. Or something like that. And then it's got the articles linked in it. But yes, they've now announced. Well, they've announced years ago they're spying on you and trying to see what kind of mail you're getting. But now they're going to have big data grabbers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to hit some financial news, and then we're going to go right back to your calls. Charlotte Iserby is coming up with groundbreaking skull and bones intel. She's agreed to have the guys come back up and interview her and get skull and bones information never before seen. Anyways, very exciting. You know, the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, when we start to resist evil, we begin to have success and we grow our liberty muscles. We grow our minds and we are fulfilled. It is our job to build and create and be honorable and to resist evil and sometimes be defeated by it, sometimes win. But it's the battle that matters. It's being in the field, on the field, in the fight. Resistance is victory. Fighting back is victory. Knowing who the enemy is victory. And I mean, it is so valuable to me that I am not afraid of being killed. I'm not. I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid of being weak and human. I'm afraid of the enemy lying about me and trying to destroy my name to destroy my work. But that won't work because other people have now learned the paradigm shift information, and it's loose. I get a little bit of an adrenaline rush every time I think about it. A lot of you out there who are new listeners, you get excited when your team wins the Super Bowl and it's down to sudden death overtime and they kick that field goal with 3 seconds left, or they run, you know, through and the running back jumps over the top and, you know, gets the touchdown by 1 inch. You have that adrenaline rush. That's a false adrenaline rush off of symbolic warfare. But when I'm in the info war and truly defeating and having victories against the globalists, it is more valuable than all the accolades, all the power, all the women, all the art, all the everything means nothing compared to defending liberty. Feeling really good right now. I'm sorry. Okay, I got to stop right now because I said I was going to take your phone calls. I really should take off a week more often. And I'm just so recharged. Oh, it's amazing. I'm too recharged, actually. I'm alive, sucking in breath, and I love life so much that I'm willing to lay down my life for others so that they can be free and so that evil doesn't win, because I can't stand corruption and manipulators and liars and people that know humanity's secrets, and they use those secrets not to empower and build and unloose the human spirit, but they use it to shutter it and to dumb it down. That is such a crime against the universe, a crime against the Maker. You know, I don't know all of the great Creator's plans. I don't know all the handiwork. I can't even begin to imagine it. But I can see what I can see. And let me tell you something. I couldn't get mad at God no matter what happened to me, no matter what comes, because I know it's all part of the plan. And that is a great feeling. It's the best feeling in the world. And again, I'm not on some high horse telling you I'm pious or I'm good or I got all the answers. I'm just telling you, I'm tuned in to love. I'm tuned in to light. I'm tuned in to decency. I'm tuned in to the ever-flowing living waters. That's the only way to describe it. It just flows and flows and never stops, and it is good. And one drink out of this, one drink out of this well, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever really peer into the universe, into infinity, if you ever get outside this controlled matrix false grid and tap in to just one sliver, one micron of our destiny, you won't have fear anymore. You won't have fear of the New World Order. You'll have fear of God. But it's not fear like I'm scared. It's fear of not fulfilling your mission. All right, I want to get into some financial news and your calls. Ex-Shell president sees $5 gas by 2012. That's now a year and 3 days away. That's exactly what the other oil execs have told our source. You know him as Lindsey Williams. That's CNN flaunting it in your face. They don't tell you it's dollar devaluation that's going to cause it. Home prices fall faster in biggest U.S. cities, AP. All part of the recovery we're in. The recession ended back in June of a year and a half ago. Remember, the TV said so. They also said fluoride's good for you. And they also said feminism is good for you. They also said abortion's good for you. They also said bisphenol A's good for you. They told you GMO crops are good for you. They told you DU's good for you, troops. Must be true, huh? They said so. Consumer confidence shows surprise drop in December. Oh, it's surprising, CNBC. I see that every month. Oh, it's surprising you don't have confidence. Things are so good. What's wrong with you? You're stupid. Ignore what you see in the street every day. Believe CNN. Believe Fox News. U.S. changes how it measures long-term unemployment. Well, they've done that decades ago. Under the old calculations, and we've had top economists from the government, previously in the government, number two under Reagan, and others, countless Nobel Prize winners telling you that people like, What's his name? Who's the Nobel Prize winner that we've had on a bunch? Who quit the World Bank right when all those documents got leaked? Joseph Stiglitz. That's a memory trick. If you can't remember the name of the person, you just remember the information they put out. That it's been about 22% for about 3 years, and now it's about 23.5. The TV tells you it's 9.8, though, so it must be true. Now they're changing it again to further cover up the unemployment. But USA Today tells you they're changing it to give you a more accurate number. They're going to intensify the lies, and they tell you that it's to stop the lying. Lies within lies within lies. Within lies, within lies, within lies, within lies, within lies, within lies. When the truth is just so much easier. Oh, it looks harder. The world tries to tell you that the truth is harder. But no, it's just better to surrender to the truth and to begin seeking it and by degree learning more of it. New global banking rules proposed on bankers' pay. And the UN and other global organizations are proposing it. This is the shareholders of the big banks want to set caps on pay and scapegoat the CEOs, who are horrible scallywags, but that's a diversion. AP. Non-U.S. banks gain from Fed's crisis fund more money in QE2 and now QE3 pumping out FT. And a bunch of other news here. Price of silver soaring, Wall Street Journal. It's almost doubled in the last year. Unexpected surge. It wasn't unexpected for us because we're not living in la-la land. An unexpected surge in investor demand is sending silver prices soaring, and speculators and mining companies are digging in. The past 4 months, the metal has upended forecast. Not our forecast. Didn't upend ours. Rising 51%. I'm sorry, I said almost. To a series of 30-year highs before inflation. Silver closed Thursday to $29.31 and continues. It's up even more today. This is from gold continues gains amid thin trading on weak dollar. That's out of the Times. We got a bunch of other news articles here dealing with that. There's also another article here by a well-meaning person saying, watch the other guys closing credits explaining economic collapse. And it goes into how the Will Ferrell movie is so good. At the end, it tells you who to blame. It's about bankers robbing people. But at the end, it explains that the top 2% are making too much money and that the answer is basically collectivism, which is what the mega, ultra, less than 1/1,000th now, 300 million people, you're talking maybe a couple hundred superclass. They want to shut down somebody making $1 million a year. This movie with Will Ferrell tells you, go have the government rob the guy making $1 million a year when it's the guy making $1 million a year that all the studies show employs most people, not the mega rich. So see, the mega rich are going to scapegoat the giant horde of people losing their jobs, losing their welfare, losing their unemployment benefits on people making $200,000, $300,000, $1 million, $5 million a year. And just watch. For all those people out there who buy into this, your life's not going to get better when they shut down the middle class. Sure, if somebody had $1 million 200 years ago, they were rich. If they had $1 million 100 years ago, they were wealthy. $1 million, if you do the numbers, the 1960s numbers, is about the equivalent of having $100,000 in the bank. Is somebody with $100,000 rich? No. I mean, in most big cities, you can't buy a 4-5-bedroom house in a decent neighborhood for less than $1 million. Is that a rich person? Somebody with $1 million in the 60s would probably have 6 or 7 houses and huge companies. It's all made up. But now they have little Hollywood messages at the end during the credits saying, rich people making hundreds of thousands, they're your enemy. Get them. And the average person says, oh, isn't that good of Hollywood? They're telling me who the bad man is. Okay, I said I'd get to your calls, but Ted is out of town today. And I do want to encourage people to take advantage of Midas Resources deals. I believe in these deals. These are smoking hot. These are incredibly good deals. Their regular prices are excellent. These special loss leaders are smoking. I mean, look at this one. $3 silver dollars for $92. But all they've done is change the wording here. Ted always says it verbally different. This is the internal printout of the special. But I can tell you the brokers don't particularly like these because they're free market folks. They want to make a little money. They make nothing on these. But they're there to take your order for these. Silver dollar offer, Obama deception, fall of the Republic, endgame with three silver dollars for $92, $5 shipping and handling. Before it was $98 free shipping and handling. It's the same thing. It's just factored in there. $92, $5 shipping, a total of $97. Credit cards expected. See, I'm reading their internal thing here. Limit one per customer. Hey, what is that? It's not limit one per customer. Don't get me wrong. The brokers are great folks, but I mean, who can blame them? I mean, they get nothing when they do these orders. You get nothing and like it. The point is, that's a loss leader. Silver right up at $30 an ounce right now. I mean, do the math. You're getting it at spot and three films valued $60 for $97. So it's about $160 value for $97. I mean, do the math right there. And that's how you fund us, but you really don't doing this. This is Ted's crazy loss leader deal. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. They have a British sovereign deal that's also smoking. Obama deception, fall of the Republic, endgame, police state four, an invisible empire. One sovereign at a special price, registered shipping, credit cards expected, restricted delivery, $450 extra. This is what the brokers are actually reading. And they've just got an incredible deal on that. They don't have the number here listed for some reason, but it's basically what they're getting these gold coins for, and then five films on top of it, free. They've got the CFJ1 silver dollar offer. We will only allow one silver dollar per customer, regardless of how many books they purchase. The price is $24.50, and that's Creature from Jekyll Island. The price is $24.50. $6.50 shipping and handling, $31 for a $20 book and a $30 silver dollar. Do the math, it's like $20 free. Continuing, we're offering the U.S. Eagle at cost if they ask for it. Am I even supposed to be reading this? This is what they sent me. I'm reading their internal stuff. You want to know if you're actually getting the best deal? This is all at cost. Do you understand that? This is insane. I don't care. I'm going to read it on air. Continues. Also offer a full-year international forecaster for the purchase of one franc. This item will need to be placed on a separate line of trade so Mona can properly process it. They lose big money on that one. I know they pay Chapman $100 a piece for that yearly thing. He sells it for $159. So you're getting a net cost and a free $100 thing. Come on. $20 Liberty LP, $1,765. $10 Liberty LP, $881. All great deals. Lakota Nation Silver Round, $36.89. That's a collector. It's hard to get those. Walking Liberty Half Offer, $13.63. They will be presenting them for $272.60 per roll of 20. British sovereign gold coins, 380. Francs at 304. Offers can only be used for host specials. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So, incredible deals right now. The brokers are great people. And I wouldn't just get the specials. They've got a bunch of other great deals. Ask them about them. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And they're there right now, 800-686-2237. Also, until a week or so into the new year, we're going to be running. You can get 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Download all the films, all the special interviews, the live video streaming of the show, not just a radio show, but a TV show, and your membership, $5.95 a month, or you get a year, it's even less. That supports us and funds our operation, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I'm done ranting. I'm going to hold Charlotte Iserby till 8 after, so I at least have this segment, the next segment, the next segment, to get to as many calls as possible. Robert, Frank, Luke, Pastor Bill. I'm going to go to Robert off of the Genesis phone system, then I'm going to come back and go to our phone system, Leo, Tyranny, Rival, Dan, Matt, Eric, Steve, Tom, Sean, Martin, and others. Now, I'll try to get to all of you before she comes up. We may even go into overdrive today to take more of your calls. I feel like I could do 100 hours right now. I am wound up. I haven't even scratched the surface of the important news. Oh, by the way, A caller asked about this earlier, so we went and dug it out. This is the New York Times, and it always tells you in a real cute way, oh, your seven-year-old's being trained to spy on you for environmental crimes that aren't crimes yet, like taking a hot bath or leaving the sink running while you brush your teeth. You know, that's an actual article. Or, oh, look, the 14-year-old Explorer Scouts are training with Homeland Security to take on disgruntled veterans, kill them, and confiscate their guns. Isn't it sweet? Well, here's this one. The postman always pings twice. Oh, it's cutesy, cutie cakey time. The Postal Service recently announced it has lost $8.5 billion in the last year despite cutting more than 100,000 jobs. Without new revenue and other changes, it will get it back on financial footing. Formerly, the service has a unique asset that could allow it to make money by collecting valuable data that could contribute to the company's safety and economic health. Its far-reaching network of trucks. And then it goes into it, and it shows a child making a little paper toy of a paper car, a paper Jeep with an antenna on the top. They found that they show it as childlike. That'll hit an area of your brain that is associated with loving and nurturing children. You're like, oh, they're going to be surveilling me. Oh, children, walk towards the light. It's a bug zapper. And it says the service has thousands of delivery vehicles. Will now be collecting wireless data. It goes on. Here's another one. Monitoring America, how the U.S. sees you. And I got another one here. They're turning post office trucks into Stasi data collection nodes.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Finishing up with the New York Times, it says they're going to have data collectors picking up wireless transmissions. They're going to drive around snooping for environmental problems. So it'll drive by your house. They'll claim they picked up something toxic. Now they have an excuse to send the green police to your house. And it's all admitted, so I thought you'd want to know that. They're going to use every federal agency out there for this. It's kind of like the DEA, it turns out, we already knew this, is spying on people worldwide in non-drug-related stuff. And they have all these movies coming out about the great troops and people that are fighting drugs worldwide. Yeah, they're sent to kill people that don't launder their money through the globalists. But I'm done ranting. Let's go to Robert in Switzerland. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex Jones.
Hey, buddy. How you doing over there in Switzerland?
Oh, we have snow. It's wonderful outside. Looks like New Year.
But the New York Times says that that is because of warming.
Yeah, you can believe that. I don't. That's the biggest lie that ever was said. We have so much snow and cold on all over Europe and also in the United States. It's snow. I don't believe that. That's just a money making deal.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I wanted to call you. You're doing a great job. You know, what you're saying, I know that for 25 years, and I'm doing the same job like you. I try to tell the people in Switzerland what's coming down. It's not just in the United States. It's all over the world.
It's a new world order.
Yeah. And this is horrible. Horrible. And please, listeners, believe it what Alex Jones says. And it's like this. People used to look at me and they thought I'm crazy. But everything, what I said and what I know, is happening. And you have right. And I tell you a story. This is a story I did some business with the United States. And I transferred the money with Western Union. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello? And I did that for many years. And one day comes a telephone from the Swiss Western Union office and said, you cannot send any more money. The money you send, that is not... They cannot pick it up. She is not allowed to get the money. And you have to pick up the money back in your Western Union office. And so I called Western Union, the main office in Switzerland. And I said, what is going on? They said, well, Homeland Security has you on the list. And... that I financing a bomb.
And again, this is happening everywhere. Millions of people on the list, and now they're saying this woman that wouldn't let him grab her breast, she can't fly anymore, and she's banned from the airport. Now they're on the streets. They're going to be in every street corner. You're not going to be able to leave your neighborhood, travel. It's just like the Soviet Union. It's internal checkpoints. It's bona fide ultra-tyranny. And again, Homeland Security is for the homeland. What did the Nazis call Germany? The fatherland, the homeland, the Reich, the land. And it's the same system. It's authoritarian tyranny. And no judge, no jury. Obviously, if you were building bombs, you would have been arrested. But no, it's just no money can be sent by you now. We say so. No judge, no jury. So how did this end, Robert?
Well, so I don't send the money anymore through Western Union. I send it through the bank. But I'm still doing business. But this woman works for a company on Western Union.
Stay there.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.